Hello. Hello. And welcome to another exciting episode. I hope it is for you, of the Age of Aquarius, and I am your host, Kenosha Amen. Just wanted to reach out to you guys and let you know, thank you for listening to the podcast, ladies and gents. Anyone who's interested in the podcast, who finds it interesting, and finds the content enlightening, uplifting maybe, funny, interesting, or weird, either way, I just wanted to say thank you for taking the time to listen to the podcast. I really appreciate it. So, here we are, just a few days out. I believe it's the 25th. So, we're a few days out from the spring equinox. Some people say the spring equinox begins on the 20th. Some people say the 21st. Either way it goes, we're in a new paradigm shift. Especially the past few days. Yesterday, the day before yesterday, I really have been feeling the energy. The energy could be from people around me, the environment, in the nation that I'm in, the location, the state, the geographical area, or it could be from the earth itself, but I know there's a lot of energy in the atmosphere. So, be aware of that. And also be aware that just like we see taking place, what I like to say, the crazies are going to be out and about more this month. And I think the summer is just going to be a crazy one anyway. So, what I mean by the crazies is people, as I said, when the magnetic poles continue to shift as they are doing, people are going to be acting very erratically, or not that they're going to start acting erratically. It's like It's like whatever they have a propensity for doing. And keep in mind when I say this, don't pay attention to what the media says. The media always puts it out there. Certain people have a propensity for crime and this, that, and the other. No. The stage that we're in right now, whatever is in your heart is going to come out. As I said before, earth is heart. Just take the H at the end of earth and put it in the front and you got the word heart. So whatever is in people's hearts is going to come out. So people in general, regardless of race, gender, creed, whoever they are, whomever you are, whatever's in your heart is going to come out. So right now with this energy increasing, the Kundalini energy increasing on Earth, the crazies are going to come out. So we already see people, unfortunately, committing heinous crimes and shooting and killing people. You're going to see more of that, unfortunately, because it's multiple factors. You know, you got the energy from Earth, the increased energy on the surface of the earth, but then you got the pressure and the tension because of the pandemic and the lockdowns and how people are feeling. You already see the anti-lockdown protests taking place worldwide. Again, that's not crazies. That's just people reacting to oppression or what they deem as oppression. On a higher level, people are manifestations of energy. So what you're seeing is energy in motion. When you see people get out and protest, that's energy. Whether it's contrived, meaning it's manipulated, somebody's behind it with money pushing it, or it's just people organically, genuinely protesting, it's still energy. And overall, it's being pushed by the magnetic pole shift. We already see, as I said before, when the springtime comes, in America and around the world, but in America. So wherever, what I said before was in America, when the spring comes, just like we had that ice storm that hit in the middle of America, well, when the spring equinox comes, whatever weather we have normally in spring is going to be more intensified. So already we're seeing tornado warnings taking place for the middle of the U.S. and for the South. Again, that's rare because usually you wouldn't have tornadic or tornado warnings this early or this often the way it's happening. But again, weather is energy and energy is weather. So we can expect to see more of these weather events take place. and around the world. So when the spring equinox hits, whatever the weather is normally, wherever you are on the earth, it's going to be different. It's going to be more intense. So more thunderstorms, more lightning strikes, heck, even more earthquakes in the middle of the U.S. as to be expected. We're going to see more of that and around the world. Plus, keep in mind our weather, as I said before, is being affected by the particulates released from volcanoes. So we got tons of volcanoes erupting all over the earth, and that's going to increase. So as I said, weather is going to fluctuate. It's going to be cold one day, hot one day, raining one day, hailstorms one day, clear skies the next day. So we're going to keep seeing that. And we're all going to be affected by that. So keep your wits about you. As I said before, the crazies will be out. So be aware of your surroundings when you're out and about. Like, I know a lot of people don't want to think like that, but what can I say? When we're in the midst of a magnetic pole shift, and I said the magnetic fields will be shifting, people's brains, our thoughts, our hearts. Our heart is the largest electromagnetic generator that we have. It's a powerful electromagnetic generator. Okay, so when the fields are shifting, you know, our hearts are going to be affected and our actions are going to be affected by those shifting fields. So keep your wits about you when you're out and about. Pay attention. I can't tell you to arm yourself. I can just say be prepared however you see fit. While we're going through this shift in the age of Aquarius. So keep your wits about you wherever you're going. Also, pay attention to your dreams. I had an interesting dream last night where I was able to look up in the sky in the dream, and I saw huge planets in the sky. Like when the moon is on the horizon and it's rising and it's very huge, I saw planets like that. I saw Saturn or a Saturn-like planet in the atmosphere, comets or something in the sky, like the brightly colored smoke that we see in the sky that's attributed to SpaceX. But they say attributed to, they say it's SpaceX, but I'm not really sure that's what those lights that we've been seeing. I'm not entirely sure that's what that is. But I clearly saw that in the sky in my dreams. So all I can say is we're probably going to see, like I said before, keep looking towards the skies, probably going to start seeing more phenomena in the skies. Clearly, whatever this dream was telling me is like a planetary system, perhaps, that is affecting or will affect Earth, or we will all be affected by it. And it could be that's what's happening with the weather. Clearly, there are a lot of wind events that are increasing around the Earth, and nobody can really say where it's coming from, but it's actually happening, it's increasing. So pay attention to that, pay attention to your dreams. The space weather, like I said, we're going to keep being affected by that, so expect that to increase. Stock up on your foods and your supplies and your resources and your water, any containers that you have, and water treatment. You know, you can buy water treatment pills or something like that online, or go to your local hardware stores or something and just be prepared, you know. Pastas and rice and beans and things like that, pretty easy to store. You can buy something like a diatomaceous earth, which is good to take into your body, a form of silica to take into your body that is helpful to the body. But you can also use it to sprinkle in your containers, your plastic containers, when you're storing your food, and that keeps critters away. So diatomaceous earth is pretty good. So you can use that to help you store your food. But the biggest thing you need to store is water, because what good is food if you don't have any water? Your body needs water more than anything else, and your body is like 80%. It's 85% water, so you need to store water. Yeah, get prepared for more storms. Keep looking to the skies. Pay attention to what you're seeing. We're going to see more meteorites. and things are going to be affecting the earth. Volcanoes are still happening. Hawaii is being affected, still going to be affected. South America, Europe, probably going to have more volcanoes going off, just like Etna and other volcanoes, and earthquakes. I can't really think of anything else that's going to be happening. I was just mainly just wanting to get on and put on a podcast again and just let you guys know that the magnetic pole shift is still in effect. That is what is affecting our weather. That is what is affecting people, causing people to go out and commit heinous acts, crazy acts. You're going to start seeing people with more crazy accidents where you're just looking like, how did this vehicle or how did these vehicles have these accidents? Luckily, we haven't had any planes coming out of the sky or any helicopters coming out of the sky, so that's good. But at the same time, if you just do just a little search on Google, you will see that there are, in fact, planes coming out of the sky. They're not the big ones, but smaller ones and being affected. So that's a consequence of the magnetic pole shift. And oh yeah, our computers, navigation systems, and all those will be affected somewhat as we shift. So, and remember, our world is a simulation, so we kind of are like computers in the way that we dream, so our dreams will increase. And yeah, just pay attention to the magic that's happening around you as we move forward in 2021. We're just barely into the spring, and we haven't hit summer yet, so there are going to be more incredible things taking place as we move forward. All right? Hope you enjoyed this podcast. And once again, I am Kenosha Amen, your host, signing off.